Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's dive in. You're not used to seeing me on Sundays here, but we're in this super marathon. Walk through the Gospels. 89 days, 89 chapters. We're on the 14th day now. Let's begin with consecration on this Sunday morning. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Master Class on Walking on Water. Our text is Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 31. Hear now the word of the Lord. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" The word of the Lord. Now consider this. If we were to create a top 10 Gospels highlight reel, this scene from today's text would surely be near the top. In fact, I'm going to add a journal prompt assignment to this end for you to respond to. Your top 10 highlight reel so far. Now let's go gospeling. Number one. So for starters, in my humble opinion, the keepers of the Bible have buried the lead on this story. The Bible headline, which is not actually the Bible, reads, "Jesus walks on water." The real headline should read, "Peter walks on water." Number two, to get the full effect of this miraculous scene, we need to look at the larger set of happenings around it. Jesus has just fed well more than 5,000 people, an all-you-can-eat buffet with a mere 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We will dive deep into this one in season 2, also known as Mark. But for now, the most telling word from this story is Jesus telling his disciples, "You give them something to eat." That's Matthew 14:16. Far beyond a miracle, this was a training exercise. In fact, you will remember from our reading, we are in the midst of a massive training program by now. Today's focus text is also a training exercise. Number three, Jesus is not concerned with his capacity and ability to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven on earth. He's got that in spades. His primary concern now, training us to demonstrate his capacity and ability to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven on earth. I remember many years ago coming across Jesus' stunning promise to us in John chapter 14. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. I knew immediately, and still know, there are one of two possible truths about these words. Number one, they're not true. Or number two, I'm not getting it. I think you know where I land on this one. It's not about doing miracles, though. I've become convinced we do not do the greater things because we do not possess the greater love. We don't have a power problem. We have a love deficit. I'll never forget the words on the marquee sign at the local bank. Where there is great love, miracles always happen. Point four. Now look at me burying the lead. Peter walks on water. This is not a miracle story. It is a faith story. And before that, it is a fear story. We are getting down to the codes of Jesus' kingdom now. Love moving in faith. The obstacle is fear. The master class is not how to walk on water. It's how faith overcomes fear. Now behold this. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" Last word to John today. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. That's 1 John 4:18. And perfect love has a name. Can I get a witness? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the rest of the story, which says, "And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." Thank you for the most important miracle of all, faith. And that no matter how much fear we have or if we fall, you will get into the boat with us and get us to the other side. And thank you for the end of the story today, which says, "Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" I join this worship now. Truly, you are the Son of God. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today. So, what's on your gospeling highlight reel so far in Matthew's gospel? I'd encourage you to consider sharing some of that with our incredible Facebook group we have. I'm not asking you to join Facebook, but if you're already on it, you might as well belong to a good group. And you can find the Wake Up Call group in today's email. I've linked it there for you. Now, here's another question for your journaling. What's the water Jesus is calling you to walk on these days? Would you describe the boat, that place where you feel somewhat safe and secure, the comfort zone? And now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, What's your faith quotient? And then the same scale, 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what is your fear quotient? Now, here's a little bit of a warning on this exercise. The two numbers added together cannot exceed 10. For instance, this is a sliding scale, right? If you say, you know, my faith, I've done this before and I've wanted to do this and I've seen other people want to do the same thing, they'll say, well, I'm feeling about like a 6 on faith and about an 8 on fear. And I'm like, no, that doesn't add up. You see, to the extent that you don't have faith, you have fear. And to the extent that you have fear, you don't have faith. Not any faith, but let's just say my fear quotient is a 6. Well, that means my faith quotient is a 4. Are you tracking with me? Faith and fear displace one another. It's a sum game of 10, at least in the way that we're doing it here on the Wake Up Call. And to the extent that faith grows, fear is subsiding. To the extent that fear grows, faith is subsiding. And I just love that word we closed with. Perfect love casts out fear. You see, it actually tells us that it's not faith that displaces fear. It's love. Wow, this is a big idea. So love displaces fear, and when that happens, faith rises. And so the move then is Peter's move. Eyes fixed on Jesus. The move is beholding perfect love. That's who he is. And whatever you're facing today, whatever situation that you're finding yourself in the midst of, turn your eyes upon Jesus. He is perfect love. Don't try to have more faith. That's not how it works. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He is perfect love. His presence casts out fear. In fact, that's what happened that day on the lake, that night. Is the minute Peter took his eye, he says he began to look at the wind, and we presume the waves and the storm and the chaos and the circumstances. He got his eyes on that, which meant his eyes were no longer on Jesus, and he began to sink. So can you just pull away today when you're feeling that anxiety, when you're feeling fear, when you're feeling that stress, like it's not going to work out, like we're not going to have enough money to make it through, you know, the month is going to run out before the money, or the money's going to run out before the month runs out, or you're facing that cancer diagnosis and you're just feeling like, man, I don't know if I'm afraid. Or there's many circumstances that you're dealing with that are producing anxiety in your life right now. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He's right out there on the water. He's wanting you to fix your eyes on him and to step out of that boat, that comfort zone. For some, it's something he's calling you to. It's a step of faith that he's calling you to take. It's not so much some bad circumstances debilitating you, but you just know that he's saying, come on, come on, get out of your comfort zone. Well, again, don't look at the challenge, look at him. We're going to sing here. I'm going to invite my dad to come over and join me. He's here today, right? We got Chris Tomlin one day and David Walt my favorite worship leader, Another Day. That's the wake-up call. And I hope someday I can sing a hymn with you on here. I know we're singing together every day, but one of my dreams is just to go around the country with a couple of hymn books, finding people and singing hymns together. All right, everybody. I've got my dad here, David Walt, the farmer, my favorite worship leader. And we're going to sing a couple today. I think maybe in the email, I've only noted one. I've said we're going to sing Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. What number is that, Dad?
670.
That's number 670, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. But then we're going to flip over and we're going to sing There's Something About That Name. And that's number 134. So we got that page marked, Dad. We're going to sing There's Something About That Name after Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And that's what we're wanting to do today. We've been talking about faith. And the weight of faith isn't to try to have more faith. It's actually just to get your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Faith just starts rising up once we are actually beholding him in our heart. So, and that's part of why we sing is to... There's something about singing that focuses all that we are. Okay, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Let's sing that one again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Now let's turn over to this one. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
How about we do it again?
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Amen. Dad, you know, there's a lot of farmers out there today who are, a lot of them are having pretty good crops, but they're struggling with what they're going to get paid for them. You got a word of encouragement for farmers today?
Well, they've just got to do the best they can with their crops. And that other, they've got to depend on God to help that price to come up.
Amen.
Because God knows what it takes to make a living in farming.
It's not easy.
And so we just have to put our faith in Him, just in everything else we do. So God take care of us. Raise that price of soybeans, and we'll be right with you.
Amen. That's a good word right there. And you can translate crops, soybeans, right? You can translate that right over into what you're dealing with today. The waves, the wind, the storms. Listen, it can be scary. It can be anxious. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. That's the message today. Listen, we got to get our seeds and hit the fields today. It's Sunday, so we're going to church. And I want you to encourage people at church today to come out on the wake-up call, to get in our boat with us. And actually, tomorrow, we're going to get in a hot air balloon together on a wake-up call. But come on, encourage people to join us. All right? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.
Amen.